Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Burns, publisher of the Memphis Daily News, joined this week by Bill Drees, also from the Memphis Daily News. Bill, we're in budget season for the city. They've got problems on the tax side, the spending side. I guess there's nothing new, but it's a reappraisal year, so that really frames the debate how they're going to handle the tax rate and how they're going to handle some new spending requests.
Especially with the unprecedented appraisal that actually has dropped a lot of home values and some commercial values. It means that the city council and the administration have revenue to make up within the $3.11 tax rate. That tax rate with the new reappraisal will actually bring them less revenue than the current tax rate produces for them now. So that's the big discussion the council is having. The council budget committee should wrap up on the 30th with its final session there, and then this goes to the full council.
To the Wharton administration, I believe, has said that to get just the same amount of tax revenue they've had in the past, given the lower property values, they'd have to do a 28-cent tax increase,
right?
Is that correct?
28-cent tax increase. There are more than a few members of the council who are not buying that at all, who are dead set against that, who consider anything over $3.11, the current tax rate, to be a tax hike. The administration argues that it's not a tax hike, it is a tax rate hike.
And so if the city council members who are saying we want to stay at 311, even though that'll mean less overall revenue, are they talking about supplementing it with other means, or are they talking about cuts, or both?
Several of them have a ballot question that they want to put to voters later this year to raise the city sales tax rate 0.5%. That would allow them to roll back the city property tax rate even further by 20 cents. But if we have a tax hike or a tax rate hike, whatever you choose to call it, that referendum probably will not move forward because they believe that city voters would reject that.
And what about the question of whether the city is going to pay a certain amount of money to the Unified School Board? We could go into the minutia of this, but there's a claim that some 30, 40 million is still due to the school system. The city says, well, you owe us money for construction and other things. What's the status on that, and how does that affect the budget?
There are some talks that are supposed to take place between now and the end of the month. The city council passed a resolution basically saying we want to go ahead and have the talks on this with the countywide school board and with the administration at the table as well. There's a deadline on those talks for the end of this month to try and resolve it. If it is resolved, the countywide school system could conceivably get a chunk of one-time money from the city of Memphis that could come in very handy for the first fiscal year of the merge.
That's all the time we have this week. Join us again next week.